You're listening to a podcast from 702. The Political Desk.
Well, as you know, at this time on the show, we look at some of the major political stories you need to keep an eye on. And here's one that doesn't seem like it's going to get resolved necessarily that easily. You all know, of course, things got heated yesterday at the Portfolio Committee meeting on police. This was around the renewal of the Independent Police Investigative Directorate head Robert McBride's contract. That is ending in 2 days' time. You'll remember, of course, the whole issue has been, does the police minister have the right to hire and fire the head of the body that investigates issues and complaints against his department, which any minister of police could be implicated in himself? The Constitutional Court had told us that should be up to the Portfolio Committee to decide, but also the legislation around this thing, and to make it clear, has not yet been resolved. Now, isn't that just politics or semantics? Because, of course, we know who the majority party is, and therefore we know who the majority of the members of that committee will be. Well, we're joined now by Diane Kohler-Barnett, who's an MP for the Democratic Alliance. Diane, very good morning to you, and thank you for your time.
Good morning.
So, look, there are some issues around principle here that need to be resolved, because, of course, the argument can also be made that Robert McBride or any head of IPID doesn't have the right to stay in that job in perpetuity.
Well, I think it was quite clear, despite what the ANC members of the committee were saying, that in the papers he refuted various allegations made against him. He then said, this is why I believe that my contract should be extended for another term. And that extension is very clearly laid out in the legislation. This portfolio committee may take the decision to extend or not extend the contract for one single five-year term. So he didn't demand anything. I think what shook everyone was when the minister sent out a letter to him saying, I've decided you're not going to have your contract extended. Then he wrote to the speaker saying the same thing, and he had absolutely no right to do that.
But he's also arguing, Robert McBride is, that there are sensitive investigations that are near finalization stage, and that essentially without him at the helm, those could be compromised.
I have absolutely no doubt. I lived through the whole Scorpions debacle. All those major cases, as were being handled by the Scorpions, promptly disappeared. And the ANC fault lines really came into play yesterday. It was quite fascinating to watch. The ANC members came out in force, damning the very person they pushed for that position. And one can't help but think that, for example, by stopping what he claims was a 45 million rand payment via the SAPS budget for the latest ANC Congress, he stopped that. It was detailed in the papers. He really rather dug his own professional grave. Certainly, I didn't want him at the time. I considered all his actions post-94. But, you know, he pulled himself up by his bootstraps, and instead of being a malleable ANC cadre, he actually did the job. So I'm quite happy to support him. But there has been a man who was fired from the IPID, one Nkabinda, who put forward a raft of allegations, and they were investigated by the Public Service Commission and found to be 100% unsubstantiated, every single one. And I asked that they be removed from the paper, and the chair said, yes, they probably should. But over and over and over, the ANC MPs made reference to them as though he was a thief. They called him a liar. They demanded we dismiss him immediately without, what was it, wasting money on fruit juice. The most bizarre comments were being made yesterday. And those self-same allegations have now been presented to the public protector with the claim that she's investigating. But, of course, she's not. She's obliged to look into any complaint given to her. But it's a setup, is what it is.
Diane, let me come in and ask you, is it essentially a numbers game? I mean, yeah, it may not be the minister's prerogative to hire or fire the head of IPID. If it's left to the committee, it all really boils down to who's got the numbers on that committee.
You are absolutely right. It is a numbers game, but if the members do the job they are supposed to do, one must remember this entire process is filmed. The chairperson is a highly skilled lawyer. He knows what has to be done, and I'm sure he must cringe when the members of the ANC are leaping up and making unfounded allegations against him, because from our committee, I have no doubt it's going to move straight to court and say, well, was this a fair process when discredited claims against him were raised over and over. It was a predetermined outcome. And this is the case in Parliament, is that one has that the numbers game, and it may only be one extra person, but it is indeed a numbers game. I mean, you won't ever see, for example, when I raised the issue of the building that the public, that the IPED are forced to stay in. They literally are forced to stay there. They're paying Rusha Bangu. Well, at one stage it was 12 million annually. It's probably up to 20 or 30 now.
Yeah, we're back.
And they're stuck with them. So the ANC won't refer to issues like that, but they will take decisions as determined, I believe, by the minister.
Well, so if it's politics, then
whether they come back or not,
Diane. If it's politics, then I mean, is the decision of the portfolio committee open to legal challenge?
I think absolutely it will be. I think because of the comments that have been made, one ANC MP actually said, "Oh, I'm too lazy to read any of the papers."
What?
Well, he did. He sat just behind me and he said, "No, I'm too lazy. I can't read these." I mean, we've now had four enormous files. He didn't even know the first thing about what we were talking about. And yet he's quite a senior member of the committee. So what went on yesterday, I think, revealed and should have revealed quite a lot about who works in that committee, who doesn't, and who is basically singing for their supper. Because Becky Kwele sits as a minister at the top structure of the ANC, and that is what will sign off on the lists in
final,
a few days' time.
Final one for you, Diane. Where are we on the IPED amendment bill? Because that was meant to clarify all of these issues, was it not?
Well, the IPED bill should have been totally reviewed, but the civilian secretariat dropped that particular ball, and we suddenly found ourselves with literally a couple of weeks to process a bill. So we did it as a committee bill and made the most minor adjustments simply to fall in line with the court's determination. So there needs a major haul of the IPED bill, but who knows if any of us will be on this committee in June. We don't know. But from June, the new committee will have to start determining where they can go. And some of the bills that are in the pipeline have been there year after year after year. I don't know that you'll ever see them. Maybe my grandchildren will deal with them.
All right, Diane Kohler-Barnett, not mincing her words there. DA Member of Parliament, she does sit on that parliamentary portfolio that looks at the police and issues to do with policing. So it does appear then Robert McBride still faces an uncertain future. And it raises once again the issue of parliamentarians holding the executive to account. Well, in an election year, when there are a party lists to be drawn up, you can bet your bottom dollars, not many backbenchers are going to challenge the executive.